Dakota's On Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa are proud to present another program in their current series, bringing you the African bushvelts of today and yesterday, in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Our story of the bushveld opened with the call of the somber bulbul. But it is a story with few somber moments, and it is only because of a drab coloring that our bird was given his name. Now meet the two main characters in our story. Here they are, two orphans of the bush, Ntandan and Kuzisa. Ntandan and Kuzisa are two young white rhinos. Ntandan, which is a Zulu word meaning orphan, was found wandering aimlessly through the bush by a game ranger when only 4 hours old. She was a pitiful sight, crying pathetically and falling over her legs as she could barely see. Kuzisa, which in Zulu means the one who drinks, was orphaned when her mother died after becoming stuck in a mud wallow. Like all babies, they cried at first, but they soon became attached to the game ranger who had adopted them and followed him wherever he went. They even called him to take them for walks in the bush. Like young human beings, young rhinos have to learn the dangers which beset the path of adult life. Each animal has its own way of teaching these important lessons. Baboons, for instance, must obey the booming voice of authority. And if that voice is ignored, retribution and squeals of pain follow. Such behavior would never be tolerated in a family of red-billed hoopoes, whose cackling as they climb about prying beneath the bark of trees for insects is one of the most disapproving sounds of the bush. It is difficult enough at times for a human parent to communicate with its own infant, but for a human foster parent of a young rhino, the task is even more difficult. But at times, the two little animals seemed almost to develop a sort of baby talk. Hello? Who's there? Me. Did you get it? Hmm? Ndandan and Pusisa would have to return to the bush one day, but before being committed to the wild, it was necessary that they should become accustomed to the conditions in which they were born. As they walked through the bush with their ranger foster parent, the other animals were wary, like this Impala Doe, who called her kid to come until danger was past. The gorgeous bushrike, in his brilliant uniform of scarlet, black, yellow, and green, watched them go by and kept up his song as if nothing had occurred. The green pigeon, so like the parrot in habit, interrupted his upside-down meal to greet them with his peculiar call, so different from that of the ordinary pigeon. Others were not so happy at the intrusion of these blundering babies into their territory. The tiny Krebsspringer antelope, watching like a statue from the top of a hillside rock, raised his alarm call before bounding off to safety. Some people are surprised that antelope make any sound at all. It is seldom realized that each has his own distinctive sound, usually heard when danger threatens. The bushbuck's alarm call is a loud bark. The chief enemy of the bushbuck, which is a shy and wary creature, is the leopard. While the bushbuck barks to warn of approaching danger, the reedbuck makes quite a different sound. The price of life in the bush is eternal vigilance. One reedbuck, who paid the price of relaxing his guard for a moment, ended up as the object of a battle of tooth and claw between five cheetah, each fighting for his share of the gory repast. The etiquette of the meal must be observed, but table manners usually bow to the rule of the best for the strongest. To keep alive, the antelope relies on speed and his sharp hearing and sense of smell. The herd animals, like the gnus or blue wildebeest, snort to warn each other when one of them spots a predator or catches his scent. snorting of a herd of wildebeest is not unlike the alarm call, also a type of snort, of the waterbuck, easily recognized by his shaggy hair and the white ring on his hindquarters. All shapes and sizes of creatures have their enemies, and some have only the defense of noise to protect them. The longhorn beetle, which is only about 1 inch in length, relies on sound to keep danger at bay. At night, the noise he makes is quite alarming. Another weird sound of the night includes a splendid imitation of a cork being pulled from a bottle. This is a bird, the black-bellied koran, calling on a moonlit night. Night is a time when many creatures are at their most active. Owls seek food for their hungry nestlings, and young spotted eagle owls are not too patient when it comes to waiting for a mouse. In the bush, when darkness has covered up the pages of sight, one must rely on hearing to read the action which has taken place. The black and white striped zebras give their grouping call in the darkness, and as they come together, one may just catch this sound of a baby gray duiker, a small buck, calling softly to its mother for reassurance. One of the strangest sounds Dandan and Pozisa will encounter when they return to the bush will come from a group of frogs. Amongst the various calls will be heard the loud trilling of the red-banded frog, a beautiful creature, shiny black with red bands on each side and suckers on his toes. Unlike most other frogs, he does not hop, but walks very slowly. Sounds like this are enough to give a young rhino nightmares. If Ntandan and Pozisa do wake up during the night and add their own voices to the cacophony of sound which fills the bushveld night, perhaps they can be excused. Whether by night or by day, one of the most soothing sounds of the Zululand bush is that of the rainbird, known as Burchell's cuckoo. The bubbling note is not necessarily indicative of rain, but the bird is often found in reeds near damp places. There are so many reasons for sounds during the seasons of nature. The breeding season is a particularly noisy time when the males challenge each other for the favors of the females. The impala rams, or black-heeled antelopes as they're sometimes called, are particularly noisy. the rutting season is over, it's a good deal quieter, and one may hear the wings of the flattered lark as it flutters high in the air above its own breeding grounds. Some birds have a happy relationship with animals, and Dandan and Buziza will come to know the red-billed oxpeckers well when they return to the bush. These birds clamber about on the backs of such large game animals as rhino and buffalo, feeding on ticks and other parasites. And in return for this hospitality, they warn their host of approaching danger with harsh voices as they scramble to the side furthest from the coming menace. When they grow up, Dandan and Buziza will know the sound of their own kind and will give the aggressive roar, one white rhino challenging another. At the waterhole, things are more peaceful, with a herd of blue wildebeest and their calves almost up to their waists in water as they drink to quench the thirst induced by the hot summer sun. Occasionally, they all stampede out of the water together, tossing their heads and whisking their tails as some real or imaginary danger is seen or heard. As the wildebeest drink, one might see a very solemn brown bird walking along the water's edge or staring into the muddy waters at its reflection. The shape of the crest behind its head, combined with a longish, straight, thick bill, gives it the name of hammerhead, or more commonly in Afrikaans, hammerkop. The hammerkop takes up to 6 months to build his huge, intricate nest of mud, sticks, and grass, plus most other things he can lay his beak on. In vocal ability, he is an artisan, compared to the artistic orange-breasted bush shrike, which has three main variations of a substantial repertoire of songs. For birds, dawn is the time when each must sing in order to stake his claim to a territory and let others of the same species know that they must keep their distance. When Ntandan and Buziza return to the wild, they too will have their own territories from which intruders will be driven. There is so much for the young to learn, and as orphans, they will have to learn the hard way, by experience. Unlike these lion cubs, they have no mother to drive away a stranger from the meal and teach them the laws of survival. As the bones are crunched, a yellow-billed kite screams into the blue sky above, wheeling and gliding and waiting for a chance to swoop down and snatch a titbit from the kill. Disturbed by the presence of the lions, a large Nyala bull gives his rarely heard echo bark. With their ranger friend and foster parents, Ntandan and Puziza will learn to recognize all these sounds, both friendly and hostile, and will gradually be eased back into the bush where they were born. But until that day comes, they will delight in his company and in the adventures they have together.
Was brought to you by General Motors South Africa, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles. ¶¶